The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
You here so bright and early?
I've got the keys for my house at last.
Oh, well, that is good news.
I want to see my dad about it. Where is he?
Oh, he's through there, puzzling over a letter.
What letter?
Results of his medical from the coal board.
Oh, and is that good news or bad?
Oh, he can't make his mind up. That's why he's puzzling. Come on through. Ray, get your head out of that letter for a minute. Our Mark's here.
Oh, hello, lad.
Hiya, Dad. I hear you've had a letter from coal board, results of medical.
Aye, come this morning. They're going to retire me, definite.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I don't know. All the time I've been ill, I've had it at the back of my mind that when I got better, I should go back. Or if not actually die in the pit, at least on the surface.
You never liked it at the pit. When you worked there, you were always wishing you could finish.
Oh, there's other things besides actual work, Duck. There's going back with me mates, like. I wouldn't say it's the only thing that has kept me going.
I should hope not. I should hope your family played a part in that. I should hope all my nursing played a part, you and your mates.
I said it's not the only thing has kept me going, but it's one of the things.
Can't you two stop quarrelling for
She's
once?
She's been like a bear with a sore head this last week. I don't know what I've done wrong.
Oh, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, if you don't know, I don't know who does.
Speaking in riddles.
Anyhow, I'm off shopping now, so you can puzzle over your letter with Mark.
Ta-ra then, ma'am.
Ta-ra, Duck. And I hope you'll be in a better mood when I come back.
You hope I'll be in a better mood?
That were air-raising.
It's after a session like that I can begin to understand why some blokes prefer other blokes to women. You might not be as daft as you seem.
I'll ignore that remark, Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it. Begins to rub off on you after a bit, all this argy-bargying.
Anyway, this letter.
Aye, they're going to retire me, definite. You know, I've got come terms with knowing I shall never work again. Not proper work, anyhow. And I'm not yet 50, I mean... It takes some getting used to.
Of course you'll work again. It'll be different work, that's all. You'll be self-employed. Remember what I said, Colcliffe and Son?
Oh, that's summat again. Self-employed. I can't see it. There's no security running your own business. It needs a lot of thought, that does.
So how much are they offering you?
Oh, I can't be certain, but I think it works out about £120 a week.
Hey, that's not bad.
Well, it's a lot less than if they'd had me back full time.
Better than a bat in the eye with a burnt stick, though.
And another lump sum by the look on it. Though I reckon as they'd deduct what I've had already.
So are you taking us all, then? Oh,
nay, it hadn't come through yet.
Any road, it looks as though you can afford coming to business with me, doing up houses.
Oh, you need somebody in with you, rate you're going. I can't believe you put all that money down on ice without going round it first. Oh, I wouldn't have done in my day.
Ah, well, it were a bargain, see. I had to strike while fine were hot. It's a proverb.
Aye, and there's another proverb which says, look before you leap.
Anyway, it's done now. Will you come with me and have a look at it?
Aye, I will. I'll admit to being curious, though. I were meant to be helping Wilf at pub.
Well, I were relying on you coming. I want somebody to share it with.
Well, I suppose I could give Wilf a back word. Sometimes I think he only asks me because he knows I'm short of money. I'll give him a ring.
Oh, flaming heck, you Colcliffes.
Dunna class me with Colcliffes. I'm a cartilage. I've not to do with Colcliffes.
Your daughter married one, didn't she?
It wasn't my idea. Anyway, what's her problem?
Oh, that were your Rayon phone. He ain't coming in this lunchtime.
Did he say why not?
No, he didn't say why not. Said somebody cropped up what were more important. Wouldn't say what. More important than letting an old mate down after all I've done for him.
I hope they're in or out wrong with our Renee.
And what sort of time is this for telling me that? How can I get anybody else at this short notice?
It's not like Ray, you know, and that.
No. It's not like Ray, I'll grant you that. He's one of your dependables, is Ray, usually.
But I have my suspicions.
What suspicions?
I'm not saying now. Not till I'm sure. But I wouldn't be surprised if there ain't another woman at bottom of this.
In you go, Dad. First across threshold.
Don't like the look of this. There's plaster all over the floor. It looks as though the ceiling's caved in.
I was warned it were a bit derelict. Dirty, but structurally sound.
Ah, oh, it's dirty, all right. But I'm gonna bet on structurally sound.
Doesn't look very brilliant, does it? But I'm sure it is okay. Mrs. Pritchard gave me a word.
There's one or two things you need learn, lad. And one of them is that estate agents are in the business of selling ices for as much as they can get. More they sell an ice fair, more commission they get. So of course they're going to tell you a hovel's a palace. It's up to you whether you believe there's any palaces in Bickerton Street.
Oh, don't be so pessimistic. And it were a woman from Building Society, not a estate agent. I'm going upstairs, see what it's like up top.
Ah, be careful then. I want to follow you on me crutches. Mark! Mark, lad! Are you right?
So as far as you're concerned, Rini, your Ray's across at pub, helping Wolf.
Well, that was the plan when I left him this morning, when I went off shopping.
And if I hadn't come round now, you'd have dumped your groceries and gone off work none the wiser.
I would, ma'am. I would never have thought of checking up on him.
And this isn't the first time, is it?
No. Same thing happened last week. I should never have known he were at the pub then if our Mark hadn't gone looking for him.
And when he come in, he never said out. And you never faced him with.
Oh, I couldn't have. Somehow I just couldn't do it. I asked him if he'd been busy at the Potters and he said same as usual. I just couldn't turn round and call him a liar.
You should have done. You should have done it there and then.
Oh, I know I should. It's been gnawing at me all week. It's made me really ratty.
Well, that's no good for anybody.
Well, first, I can't believe he'd be unfaithful to me. And second, I can't believe he'd fall for that Elaine Steele. There's like a pudding tied round the middle, all puffy and reeking of alcohol. How could any man fall for that?
She's good fun, though. Her and me have a lot of laughs together.
Meaning I'm not?
Well, don't take me wrong, love, but you are a bit straight-laced and serious at times. Perhaps Ray's wanting relax a bit, have a giggle.
Ray, have a giggle?
Why not? You know, most men like a woman that's dafter than they are, and that takes a bit of doing.
Ma'am, I shanna go work. I shall have the day off. If he can play when he should be working, so can I.
That's right, Irene. And as soon as that husband of yours walks through that door, you've got to have it out with him.
Thank God it weren't any worse, Mark.
Bad enough. I bet I shall have a leg like a purple football when this bruise comes out.
He only fell a couple of feet. What if it had been a stair at the top as had gone? You could have broken something.
Too right.
Well, you just sit there on that bottom step till you feel a bit less shaky. I'll have a poker bite.
Oh, I've grazed all my arm and all.
Yeah, this kitchen unit's seen better days. You'll have to re-plumb it all. Oh, look at them pipes. Why, you wouldn't have believed it. Well, as for your wiring, I didn't know there were any two-pin plugs left in this country. It'll all have to be rewired.
It's an old house, Dad. You expect rewire them.
You don't expect putting new staircases in and new ceilings. How much do you say you paid for it?
22,000. I tell you, it were a bargain.
1,250 our house cost us when your mum and me got married. Now that were a bargain. For 22,000 you could have bought a castle.
Dad, that were in dark ages.
Well, only yesterday to my way of thinking. Hey, there's an estate agent's blurb in this drawer. Mid-terrace property of interest to the small builder. Oh, they can say that again.
Are you sure it's for this house? I understood it had gone straight to auction.
37 Bickerton Street, that's it, isn't it?
Let me have a look at that.
Aye, there's a price on it and all. Reduced to 18,500 for a quick sale.
What? 18,000?
I reckon you've been done, lad. You could have got it for 4,000 less than you paid.
I don't believe this.
I think we'd best grind the pub on the corner and drown our sorrows.
Oh, come in, Mrs. Steele.
Afternoon, Dr. Redmond.
Well, what do you want to see me about?
Same as last time, I suppose.
Look, I arranged an appointment for you with the Alcohol Advisory Service and you walked out.
You're mad at me, aren't you? I can't blame you.
Mrs. Steele, I have a lot of patients. Some of them seriously ill through no fault of their own. You, on the other hand, could help yourself but won't. You don't even admit you have a problem.
Oh, that would be four. I can see a bit clearer now. I can see as I do have a problem.
Oh, then that's a great step forward. Now, perhaps, we can start to do something about it.
I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. I realise I'm boozing because I'm lonely. Since my husband died, I kind of get used to living alone.
Well, I've told you before, the best cure for that is to get out more. Join a club.
Yeah, I remember you saying.
Or else look for a job. It's no use sitting at home and brooding.
Better still, find another husband. I've fallen in love.
Huh?
He's really nice, steady bloke.
Then that is good news.
But he don't approve of me alcoholic intake. I feel as though I might lose him if I don't cut down.
That's a very good incentive.
So, I won't go back to that advisory place as helps you with such problems. Do you think as they'd have me back after I walked out on them?
I bet this is your rain now.
It is. I can tell by his step.
So you face him, Wade. Minute he comes through that door.
Hello, what's up? I expected ice to be empty. Anna gone work, Doc?
No, I anna gone work.
Oh, not wrong, is there? And mother-in-law, what are you doing here?
You may well ask.
I am asking.
Go on, face him, Wade.
In me own good time. You smell of beer.
That's not a crime, is it?
But I happen to know you hadn't been at Potter's helping Wilf like you were supposed to be.
Oh, that's it, is it? And I wonder who told you that piece of news.
I happened to be there when Wilf took your call, and I thought she ought to be told.
Oh, you did you? You interfering old baggage. And where do you think I've been, then?
That's what we'd like to know.
Well, it's no business of you and where I've been, but since you're here and since you're asked, I'll tell you. I've spent all morning with my son, looking at the ice he's gone and bought, and trying to give him some advice on what to do with it. I went out of this ice with him this morning and Nobbett left him 10 minutes ago. Now, does that satisfy you?
You spent all morning where I'm at.
That's right. And unless you want a signed statement to that effect, I'll ask you to move your butt off height before I do somewhat I'll regret.
I would just go in anyway.
Well, make it snappy. I don't know how long I can restrain me temper.
I'll see you tomorrow, Rainey.
Aye, all right, ma'am.
Interfering old bat. What's she been saying?
Now, I didn't know, because you may have been with our Mark this morning. What about that night last week when you were supposed to be helping Wilf and you were off somewhere? You weren't with Mark then, because he were here.
Are you saying as you don't trust me?
Yeah, if you want it straight. Yes, I am.
If you don't trust me, that's your problem, Duck. And let me remind you what you put me through this last year with Bryn Davis. Maybe what's sourced for the goose is sourced for the gander.
Mark, what a surprise. Do come in.
Is it a surprise? Didn't you expect me once you'd let me have the keys to their house?
I thought you might perhaps drop in with the odd complaint, but as before, all I can do is draw your attention to the saying, let the buyer beware.
It's an absolute dump, that house.
A fool and his money are soon parted.
I trusted you.
I have to say, against all the evidence, you're really a very green young man.
And who were that just going out when I came in?
How should I know?
It were him who was bidding against me at the auction. I'd know him anywhere with his wart.
If he was bidding, he's obviously wanting to buy a house and no doubt dropped in.
Your mate Frank out there behind the counter were calling him Reg. He knew him well. They were joking together. Old buddies.
Coincidence.
And I suppose this is coincidence as well. This estate agent's blurb advertising my house. 18.5 they were asking for it, and you got me to pay 22. Why? What were in it for you?
Since you ask, it was my house.
Your house?
Yes. I inherited it a month ago. So, thank you for the extra 4,000. It'll come in very handy.
I shall get you this time. This time I shall tell Bernard what you've been up to.
No, I don't think you will. Any more than you did last time.
Oh, yes, I will. You just see if I donna.
Joyce Holliday wrote today's episode of The Cold Cloughs. The serial was devised by Tony Perrin and created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Coal Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.